Hello, everyone, and welcome to This is Late Night Delights on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. I am your host, Andres, as you know. And you just heard City Sounds by Dot Nebula off of the 2014 Vaporwave album Gallery. So I was digging through my Bandcamp and I decided to stack the first part of the show with a few songs from that. Actually, I haven't listened to this album in its entirety yet, but City Sounds stands out to me quite a bit. I'm just like an absolute sucker for any sort of like vapor funk. I think that's a prime example of that. I think it really blends the two styles very well with the sample material that you would find in like future funk, but with the in the aesthetic, the style of Vaporwave with the slowed down and the pitched down samples and such. But anyway, I've been an eclectic little mix here. I think the next song is probably going to be from this compilation tape from some French artists known as the South Frap Alliance. And as their name suggests, they make this this little sort of niche genre called frapcore, which is a mix of a French rap and a hardcore techno, or maybe like gabber, new style gabber, genres like along those lines. And it's quite something. I'm gonna be playing a song called "A Wee Wee Wee" by Nidhogg, and then maybe some Limp Pumpo, Bring That Back. I'll keep the song title a surprise until we come back and discuss it. But I actually don't have enough for a third one. I don't think I want to play what I had pulled up originally. It's one of Telepath's side projects. But I'll figure it out. I'll probably dive into the SoundCloud, actually. Let's see. There's this cool, I don't know if it's acid or what, or sort of like a techno, but this album by Dream Dolphin, Love Eating Alien, I want to listen to it, but I think I'm going to play the opening track, Surf Techno, after that, and it'll be a vibe, a nice little trio of some electronic music in very, very different styles, but yeah, and then after that, we'll see. I have some other stuff queued up, but I don't know. Excuse me, little the cold is getting to me. It's creeping up on us, unfortunately. You'd never really get used to it. Like, I've been living in the Northeast for well over 10 years, and I just cannot stand it, honestly. Even though it can be nice, but let's get into this frapcore. I think a lot of you will be surprised at the kind of stuff that France is pumping out, but honestly, I think it's a cool little hub for music. They have some cool regional scenes. I feel like this is a more like southern. Yeah, I was right. Yeah, they are called the South Rap Alliance after all. Like, Marseille is gonna serve as like a big hub for this kind of music and super cool stuff. I know the French rap scene, there's like a Paris versus Marseille rivalry, and I think that probably extends into the maybe the frapcore scene. I'm not sure, but I need to get into this more. I know a little bit of Von Bikrav. I heard his album 100% BB. That's a very good one. Some insane songs on there. I've played them before on the show, but without further ado, "A Wee Wee Wee" by Nidhogg.
We'll be right back. gratifie. Ah oui, 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 faut qu'on signe un contrat. Ah non, 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 N&D, ça paye pas. Même si on signe jamais, on baissera notre franc. Si ça marche pas, on perd tout, what the fuck. Est-ce qu'il y a des guiris?
Ah oui, oui, oui.
Le lion, c'est ici.
Ah oui, oui, oui.
Est-ce qu'il y a des Marseillais?
Ah oui, oui, oui.
Est-ce qu'il y a des Marseillais?
Ah oui, oui, oui.
Tu me laisses tout.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. So you heard "Ah Wee Wee Wee" by Nidhogg, and then Charlie XCX, "How I'm Feeling Now," full album stream, Limp Pumpo remix by Limp Pumpo, and then lastly, Surf Techno by Dream Dolphin. Yeah, Limp Pumpo has insane album. I mean, he has insane song titles throughout his crazy long album, which is apparently his full discography. And yeah, this is just one insane example. There's even wilder ones. Like, off the top of my head, oh, I think there's like Greta Thunberg wearing a trench coat / designer drugs save the world. So just like insane things like that. And also, he has an obsession with the city of Brampton in Canada. I don't know if he's from there, but literally, like, I swear, a third of the song titles have to do something with a man from Brampton, like Brampton man, like charged with selling large quantities of mid as loud or something like that. Absolutely unhinged, but I love it. And I didn't even know, like, he even did like some Brazilian funky on that one, but that was nuts. And then the Drake comes in, and oh my god, it's an otherworldly experience listening to this. But yeah, I also need to listen to this Dream Dolphin album, Love Any Alien. The opening track is so good. I just love this like sort of acid-y kind of style. But yeah, we're moving on into I think some more electronic music, and then I don't know, maybe some, I don't even know what to call it, hypnagogic pop. We got some James Ferraro lined up after that, and then some city pop with Toshiki Kadomatsu. But first, we have some Ultimate Buzz. We got Check the Bass, Scott Brown mix, all the way back in 1994. And yeah, I think this is more than the Gabber style. I've been playing a lot of Gabber recently. I actually watched a sort of Gabber documentary on YouTube. It was only 22 minutes, which was nice. But yeah, it was more like a compilation of like videos back in the day. But they're kind of put together in a way where I guess you can get like a decent idea what was going on in the scene back in the day. It was a good insight, especially because they had Paul Elstak on there, one of the most important figures in the, I guess, the Gabber and happy hardcore scene, especially in the Netherlands back then. He started like Rotterdam Records, which was one of, if not like the first Gabber specific label back then. But yeah, it's like they had some like crazy tracksuits and stuff, and like, I don't even know, they were from this like Italian brand. But it's not coming to me right now, the name. But the line was called like the Australian tracksuit, and that was like a status symbol, because there were many working class Gabbers. That's how they pronounce it in like Dutch, Gabber. But yeah, and there was like this other brand, and they would say like that brand. It like rhymed with the word mellow, which is what they like referred to like other clubs as that didn't play like Gabber. It was like, that's for mellows, so you're lame if you have that cheap one. But yeah, they also like shaved their heads and did like so many drugs. It was insane. Like the beginning of it, they're interviewing some ravers, some partygoers, and they're just absolutely geeked. And some guy's like, yeah, I took a couple Playboys. Like, what do you mean you took some Playboys? Like, my god, just like pills, ecstasy pills shaped in like Playboy logos. That's nuts. But anyway, let's get into this Ultimate Buzz track, Check the Bass. The vocal sample I thought was a bit questionable at first, but apparently they're saying rock that body, rock that thing. I couldn't figure it out at first, but I can hear it clearly now. But let's get into it. This is a banger. The Scott Brown mix is nuts. Scott Brown is also like an OG. But let's get into it. Rock that body, rock that thing, rock that body.
Hi, this is Ronnie Wood of The Stones for Rad. You know it's okay to rock and roll and party, because I do it all the time. Just let someone else do the driving, because when I have a drink, that's what I do. Remember, rock lives, and you should too. Please don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Cool. Welcome back, y'all. So y'all heard Check the Bass, a Scott Brown mix by Ultimate Buzz, followed by Twilight Pretender by James Ferraro, and then Take Me Far Away by Toshiki Kadomatsu. Absolutely electric Japanese song from 1983. I love the bass, especially on that one. A lot of like city pop has like crazy bass lines and like slap bass, and like it's nuts. Especially there's this one Anri song in particular. I think it was Cat's Eye. There's like a bass solo near the end, and it's absolutely nuts. I highly recommend you check that out. But yeah, what was I gonna talk about? I was thinking about it the whole time that I was waiting for that song to end. Oh yeah, so Take Me Far Away, the thing about that song is that I discovered it because an artist by the name of Cobalt Road, who's I think most famous right now for creating this vapor trap project called Purgatory, which I own on vinyl actually, courtesy of Tiger Blood Tapes. But he put out this this little project called Besides, and one of the songs, Take Me Away, was a little flip of this song right here, Take Me Far Away. And for a long time, I had no idea what he sampled. I was trying to find it for so long. I don't even know how I came across the actual sample. But I've been trying to like play some of these old like city pop and soul disco songs on my show, just to show off the samples, you know. I think I've got a like a healthy mix going of all of the future funk and the vaporwave that I like to play sometimes, and then you know, the originals. You got to show some respect, and like it's so fun to see like how they flipped it, like the future funk and vaporwave producers, that is. But yeah, I'm gonna play another one actually, but it's gonna be in this next little block. Actually, it's gonna be the third one, but you'll see. But first, before that, we're gonna jump back into our electronic bag. We've got Silly Lips by DJ Camgirl, which is the side project of Vape Error. Highly recommend DJ Camgirl. He has two projects under this name, Problems and Canon, and they're both like super off the wall, like I don't even know what they call it, footwork and juke, and just like other like random genres of electronic music in that sort of style. If you like Acid Arcadia by Vapor, you'll like his stuff under DJ Camgirl, because it's just like it's kind of like that, but like you bring it up a notch, I'd say. So yeah, then after that we're gonna get back into the gabber. I think, as like I said before, I've just been listening to like quite a bit, just diving into that genre. So I think the thing about it is that it can be a little one note, but like it just hits every single time. I cannot get enough of those just like distorted like thumping kick drums. So we have a nice one, Drugs, by James Dalton, off of his 2.0 EP. And then after that, we have I'm So Crazy About You by Starpoint, which was actually sampled on this song called Crazy by Snowshoe, a future funk producer. Has made some of probably my favorite future funk songs of all time. I've played them both on the show before. We have what were they? One of them samples a LaToya Jackson song. I think one is called like Sunshine. That's a good one. And then Bet You're Gonna Need My Lovin', probably. That's the LaToya Jackson song. I forget what the Snowshoe song is called, but that one hits every single time. It's so good. But you'll get to hear the original version, the original source material for Crazy, if you've ever heard that one. If you were into future funk back in, 2016, 2017, 2018, around then. That's kind of when I was. So I don't know. Not too much to talk about right now. I'm honestly quite tired. I forgot what I was going to say earlier. Besides highlighting the original sample material for a lot of the songs that I like. So yeah, let me think about it. But yeah, after this little three song block, I have a little surprise that I didn't didn't plan for originally, but I think it's going to come together for a little theme at the end. And then I don't know what we're going to do at the end. We'll see. We'll figure it out. I can't bail this time and just play like a 7-minute ambient song like I did past couple times. But yeah, we'll see. I've kind of been getting into a little bit of ambient, like the ambient side of vaporwave, especially with like the Telepath releases. Some that just like those like those like layered like textures just like sweeping over you is something that really captivated me recently. So I think I'm going to get into a couple of those releases. I've listened to a bit of Telepath. I love his collabs with the Vape Error under Televape. Both of those albums are incredible. I highly recommend. Even if you don't like ambient music, these are actually not quite all that ambient, actually, because you got Vape Error on there, actually. So he brings this like little electronic flair and those little like sticky melodies on there, and it's awesome. But obviously you have those kind of like drums like washed in like reverb and stuff like that. It's cool. It's like relaxing, but you got a little bit of oomph on there at the same time. Like good like study music, good vibing music. I like it a lot. Those two releases, Tel Aviv, look that up. But yeah. And then I've also listened to Antara Communication by Telepath. That one I thought was a bit of a mixed bag, but I liked it more than I disliked it. I actually heard that one when I was studying abroad in Chile. But yeah, anyway, let's get into this, because I wanna play all six of these songs. Let's get into it. DJ Cam Griddle, Silly Lips, and the Silly Night Lights. Let's go.
Blow out the candle. Is it really a birthday, Mr.
It is. It really is.
Really? Blow out the candle.
Welcome back, y'all. So y'all heard Silly Lips by DJ Camgirl, followed by Have a Nice One, Drugs, by James Dalton, and then I'm So Crazy About You by Starpoint. And I said these next three songs would have a common theme, and they're all by Korean artists. Two of them are going to be K-pop, or actually, the last artist, they're not even Korean, they're actually Japanese, but they're based in Korea. We'll see if we get to that one, though. We're definitely going to get to Queen Card by G-Idle, though. I actually just listened to the song for the first time today after hearing countless snippets and watching countless dance challenges or whatever. But yeah, it's super, super addicting. I love the chorus. And it's just a fun banger. And then that's going to be followed by Zen by Keith A. I think it's one of my most played songs of all time on Spotify. So that goes back to like 2018 or something. I've listened to that song quite a bit. The production is absolutely insane. I forget who does it. But, and it, like, Keith Abe just flows so well. And his energy is nuts on this one. But, yeah, let's get through those two. And then we'll check back in and see if we can get to a puppet show. I'll play what I can. And I'll probably go into the next show a little bit. Because no one literally ever comes in after me. Even though there's technically like a bi-weekly sort of thing going on there with whoever comes after me, but no one has come in so far, so we'll see. But anyway, Queen Card by G-Idle, and then Zen by Keith Ape, and then hopefully Puppet Show by XG. Let's get into it. Actually, I'm gonna wait 30 more seconds. I'm gonna stall real quick. What can I talk about? G-Idle, my favorite member is probably Ugi or Yuchi, depending on how you want to pronounce it. She is Chinese, but the way they pronounce it in Korean is Ugi. I don't know why it ends up like being pronounced that way. It's having something to do with the Korean system of writing. But anyway, let's just get into it. Queen Card, G-Idle.
Queen Card, I'm hot. My boob and booty's hot. Spotlight.
Actually, we're going to only have time for Zen by Keith Ape. But thank you very much for listening. This has been Andres' Late Night Delights on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, touch free from radio. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving break, and see you after then. Enjoy.
Billy Nail Boys Club. White beam stars on my Fitbit white spaceship. White L Force on my Fitbit white two bricks. Dance ring, she can tell your bad orange good match. And he's shining hard just like Stanley Kubrick. This ain't no prim, bumping in my Supreme. 100 bands on my wall look like blue screen. Money brim, cause Panorex look like Louis V. Money bitch, she working rest for my fucking man. Supreme babe stirs out of on me. Fingers sticky, smoke the poppin' green Murakami. Some more gas than I'm a fast life, Bali Rari. Kids taping, baiting, aping, jaw like skateboard bitch. Some more gonna pick a charge, who look numb, just never suck a jit a bunch, I couldn't munch. Hold up, bitch, I'm fucked up. Chicken, double charge, charge, in your throw, never danger, some got job. Not a nunny drama, so get charged, they are job, yeah. Young girl, gal, I'm doing that.
Got 내 동전